When we were talking during his last days, he was saying that I'm gonna get better. So I'll take it as a message, never to let go and to keep trying. Because he knew he's not gonna make it, but to everyone he kept saying that I'm gonna get better, don't cry, don't lose hope.
Così Ramiz Azif ricorda il fratello Hassan, deceduto all'età di 25 anni. Soffriva di una forma di cancro terminale, incurabile. La terribile malattia gli era stata diagnosticata l'anno scorso. Il giovane, che era arrivato a Melbourne con il sogno di studiare architettura, ha ricevuto l'ultimo saluto in una moschea di Preston, un quartiere a nord di Melbourne, ed è ora sepolto nel cimitero di Faulkner. La madre di Hassan, Shaheen, e il fratello Ramiz hanno potuto trascorrere con lui i suoi ultimi giorni di vita. Ma anche nel dolore ci sono stati momenti di gioia per Ramiz Azif, mentre assisteva il fratello ricoverato presso il reparto di cure palliative della Melbourne City Mission.
We spent the whole day there. My mom was with us and she cooked biryani. It's a traditional Pakistani dish, and all the staff members at Melbourne City Mission had lunch with us, and we had a super time. Hassan was very energetic, very hopeful, and because he loved that place, he after a long time I saw him took a nap in the afternoon. He was lying in his bed there, and it was great. It was, you know, we were thinking that he'll get better. Because we saw him in such energy. It's just sad that he's gone.
Ha partecipato ai funerali del giovane Hassan Sherry Brunhout della Melbourne City Mission.
Oh, it was a terribly sad day. It was an opportunity though for people who loved Hassan and he made such an impact on our lives. It was a chance for us to come and have ritual and have a place to say our final goodbyes.
Il ministro dell'immigrazione Peter Dutton e il suo dipartimento erano stati oggetto di numerose critiche per aver inizialmente negato il visto per l'Australia al fratello e la madre di Hassan, che avevano chiesto di vederlo prima che morisse. Grazie alla copertura dei mass media e ad una petizione online, la decisione di negare loro il visto era stata ribaltata quando ad Hassan i medici avevano dato ancora poche settimane di vita. Ramiz Azif esprime gratitudine a chi li ha aiutati ad ottenere il visto per l'Australia.
They're the reason why we are here, and no, they're like a family to us now. Thanks to everyone who helped us, who signed the petition, who donated for this cause to get us to Australia.
Ispirato dal coraggio del fratello e dalle cure e dall'assistenza da lui ricevute, dichiara che intende ora darsi da fare per gli altri.
I'm gonna go back to Pakistan really soon, and maybe in the next week or so, and I would really want to help the people. So if, you know, I want to start an organization so that people like Hassan, who suffered a lot, you know, there's someone to help them. So I think I've got an opportunity now. So if anyone out there want to help me to start an organization or a company to help the people, please come forward.